talk now about the winter to come, because Sinn Féin have proposed €3.8 billion in one-off budget measures. The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has said her party would spend about €3.8 billion in one-off measures in the forthcoming budget, she told her party, thinking that such an intervention was extraordinary but necessary. It says it would cap energy bills, electricity bills specifically, until the end of February by subventing energy companies at a cost of €1.6 billion. The party is also calling for a windfall tax on excessive profits, along with tiered cash payments for individuals rising to €500 for those on the lowest income. She rejected a suggestion from the Taoiseach Micheál Martin that a cap on bills would take too long to implement. She said it must be prioritised and says it can be done quickly. With me in the line to talk about this and the return to Dáil Éireann is Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin and Kerry. Pat, good morning to you. And thanks for joining us this morning. So €1.6 billion, it's for electricity only, not for gas. You feel this is what's needed to get us through the winter?
Yes, sure. Yeah. Look, as you said there, we had a party, big party meeting on Tuesday in the Immigration Museum, actually on the Quays, and all of our candidates from around the country, or TDs, and some of the people who intend to run, such as Joanne Collins in Limerick and Claire O'Callaghan in West Cork, they were also involved, feeding back what they've been hearing on the ground over the summer. And Joanne and Claire in particular made very good contributions to the debate. Mary Lou, of course, was back from Silicon Valley, having met some of the big tech companies over there. But as you mentioned, there is a proposal. We all know that we're living through the worst cost of living crisis in a generation. I spoke to one manager, an employer in Kerry, only last week, who said that in 24 years that this is the most uncertain time that he has experienced going forward. And he's in a place which employs 130 people. So, you know, people were feeding in to us. We were listening to what they were saying from all around the country. Children can't purchase houses. They're emigrating. Younger people want to go. Parents are looking at this. They see low unemployment, but there's an awful lot of working poor. And children of people can't rent. They need certainty. And we want to do something to fix the problems. It's the cost of living. And we see that the electricity price hikes ranged from 27% to 34% recently. The employer that I spoke to, and I mentioned it in the Dáil last night, in April and May of this year, year on year, from April 2019, which is the most appropriate way to, because of COVID, to compare the differences, a 78% rise in electricity costs and a 70% in May. So there are massive challenges there. Some households that are dealing with annual electricity bills, which are €1,000 higher than they were a year ago, it's so uncertain. The SMEs, which employ small medium enterprises, employ up to 1 million people in this state, and they are suffering as well. Small shops, medium sized shops, are telling me that their bills are going from 4,000. I spoke to a shop owner in North Kerry who said his bill will probably go from 4,000 to 12,000.
Yeah. So eye-watering stuff. How is your plan better than what the government is going to unveil?
Yeah,
in terms of credits.
So we have asked for an emergency budget before the summer, but that didn't happen. And the failure of the government to accelerate the development of sources of energy, that has also caused the problem. And of course, the sell-off of Corrib, who pay very, very little tax, and would supply one third of our energy needs. That's also a factor. But we, getting back to our proposals, what we want to do is to cut household electricity bills by capping them at 2021 prices.
We want, for 5 months. It's a lot of money just 5 months.
Until the end of February, to get us through the winter, because people need, there's so much uncertainty out there. They need some sort of clarity and to see what's, they don't know what's going to happen. And even you mentioned that we have a 1.6 billion. We've actually costed at 1.373 billion, but just because of the uncertainty, we've
and the prices might go up in the meantime, so it could cost a lot more money.
Yes, and we also want to introduce cash payments to assist middle-income and low-income families with their other energy bills. We want a double child benefit payment for every child, because we see that households with children tend to spend more on energy bills. And then the windfall tax, which you mentioned earlier on, Gerry, introduce the windfall tax so that the excess profits Clearly there is excess profits being made by the energy companies. It's a time of crisis. Ursula von der Leyen mentioned it yesterday. The exact same thing as what we are saying. People see that they are paying, that their that the burden is on the shoulders of ordinary people in paying these bills.
Speaking of ordinary people, though, is it a measure of the extraordinary times we're in when a party like yours is talking about subventing those companies? I know you're talking about the windfall tax as well, and also this would be universal across the board. No matter how wealthy you are, you'd benefit from this one. It wouldn't be targeted.
Yeah, look, it is probably a break, but it is extraordinary times. This is what the priority here, you see, and I know that the Taoiseach said that it was writing a blank cheque or something for electricity suppliers. That's not that. This is about the priorities here, which is easing the financial burden on householders and giving them some certainty to get through the winter. It's not a blank check, because on current prices, the price reduction, as I said, will cost 1.37 billion from October to the end of February to get through the winter. Based on what we looked at, the average household electricity consumption in that period, which is about 50% of the whole year.
So you're rejecting the idea that you're going down the Liz Truss road here. Now, she's going for 2 years. She's putting a huge amount of money. Some people are saying it's absolutely bonkers. It'll cost 100 billion sterling to the British taxpayers and will be funded only by borrowing and higher tax receipts. You're nothing like that. You're saying just short-term, 5 months, electricity only.
Well, yes. Look, we are proposing the windfall tax, which is similar to what has been done. I'm not really sure what Liz Truss is doing.
She's saying no tax, no windfall tax. The taxpayer pay for everything, and prices at 2 years, which is going to cost them an arm and a leg.
Yeah, well, our design is similar to what has been implemented in other European states. And we expect that the government will support the proposals at a European level, which is going to reduce the cost of the prices. Now, as I said, there is a subvention. It's on the difference between the wholesale price and the 2021 level. So that's going to be capped at that. Government has to be flexible in response to this current crisis. And we've been working away on that. It won't, as some people have suggested, we think, stoke further inflation. The credit that was given earlier on in the year, which was very welcome, however, that didn't do anything to stop the price gouging or the excess profits that has been made. So we hope that by penalising them, if their profits are more than 10% year on year, that the windfall tax will kick in and disincentivize them.
But I know your party details, full details are going to be published tomorrow in relation to what your proposals are with regards to how you're going to manage all this and your budget, pre-budget proposals as well. But on inheritance tax, big issue this week with the Commission for Taxation and Welfare, Piers Doherty said your party believes the tax-free threshold for children should drop to 300,000 from its current level of 335,000, but also the rate should rise from 33% to 36%. Now, it's been a big reaction from our listeners to the very idea of doing anything with inheritance tax instead of increasing the bans. You're talking about reducing it, making people pay more for passing on things to their children.
Yeah, well, this is in response to the Commission's report, which, first of all, when I heard it, I thought it was kind of a kite-flying exercise by them, and the government seem to certainly have rolled back on that. I don't believe that any great reductions on it will serve any effect. You have to remember that, someone who is passing on, for example, the family home to a number of, say, four children, it's not going to affect an awful lot of people. But that money, that was paid for, usually with a mortgage, and usually...
With risk-taking, if you're running a business. Our listener is getting very exercised this week, saying that no more should be paid than being paid. In fact, less should be paid. It's my hard work that got this together. I want to pass it on to my children. I don't want to give it to the government or more of it, which is what your party is advocating.
After this money paying for houses has been paid, after taxation and after paying interest rates, I'm not in favour of any reductions in the gift tax or capital acquisitions tax on working people and the way that has been done in passing on inheritance. I don't think that's a good idea. You remember since 2011, I think it was, the stamp duty rate, or the, not the stamp duty rates, but the gift tax rates, they were decreased, for example, so that if you're passing on from a nephew or to a family member, it's only about 30,000 of a threshold. The 300,000 one is just directly to linear descendants. I don't think that should change.
Okay, all right. Deputy Pat Daly, thanks very much for talking to us in the programme this morning.